President Trump's presidential unsealing and reporting system for UAP encounters, or PURSUE, has dropped. The initial release clocks in at over 160 documents, heavily featuring FBI records with cryptic file designations alongside hints of defense, state, and NASA materials. Many are unresolved cases where the feds admit they can't explain the phenomena due to insufficient data, openly inviting private sector sleuths to dig right in.
And I think some of it's going to be very interesting to people. I've interviewed people, my first term primarily, but I interviewed some pilots, very solid people, and they said they saw things that you wouldn't believe. So
everything from historical files spanning nearly 80 years, including potential Apollo mission ties and raw eyewitness accounts that past administrations buried or dismissed.
Here we have very many, looks like hundreds of little particles going by the left out about 3 to 4 miles.
Understand you have many small particles going by on the left. At what distance?
They're past now. They're going to pull a little bit.
Roger, and understand they were about 3 to 4 miles away.
But one can't help but wonder, why now? And why flood the zone with FBI-heavy docs that leave more questions than answers? Pilots, military observers, and civilians have reported objects defying physics with instant acceleration, no visible propulsion, transmedium travel. This release feels like the veil may be cracking, but is it full disclosure or a carefully managed drip to test public reaction?
So you think they're demons?
Well, look, I think that celestial beings who fly around, who do weird things to people, I think that the desire to describe everything celestial, everything as otherworldly, to describe it as aliens, I mean, every great world religion, including Christianity, the one that I believe in, has understood that there are weird things out there, and there are things that are very difficult to explain. And I naturally go, when I hear about sort of extra natural phenomenon, that's where I go to, is the Christian understanding that, you know, there's a lot of good out there, but there's also some evil out there. And I think that one of the devil's great tricks is to convince people we never existed.
You have a lot of the far right religious people who don't understand the cosmology and the physics of interstellar travel saying it. And it's a bunch of superstitious claptrap.
According to the men who were present, who have the information, they said to these pastors, you're going to have two responses more than likely when all this information is eventually released. Now, I don't know what the total information is. I know a little bit about what it's about, but apparently whatever this is very serious. And number one, you're going to have people who are going to say, if there are galaxies and there are allegedly other creations in the galaxies, then the whole creation story is a myth. And you're going to have people that's going to apostatize and turn from the Christian faith because they have no answer for what they're about to hear. Then they said the opposite will be, there will be a group of people who are not followers of Christ, are not followers of the Bible, and they're going to freak out, and they're going to come to pastors, ministers, and teachers and say, what is this? Is this really real?
This rollout echoes elements of Project Bluebeam, especially with its religious implications. Could it all just be a royal scam? Staged celestial events, fake alien invasions, or religious apparitions via advanced tech to usher in a one world order? While this UAP dump appears geared toward genuine openness under Trump, the timing and emphasis on unresolved anomalies could serve as psychological preparation, normalizing skybound mysteries in an era of rapid drone and projection breakthroughs. If Bluebeam's playbook involves manufacturing consent through spectacle, these files might be the soft launch.
Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work?
I always ask people, they never know the answer, even salesmen. I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that, found some, was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday evening. Very glad you're here with us. AlexJonesLive.com. That's AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link. Share this stream. And get ready, folks, because it gets confusing. It gets confusing from here on out. I feel like that's the presiding sentiment I'm experiencing, or, you know, witnessing other people have, is like, all right, what is this really? Because obviously they've released the UFO files, apparently. I do see a lot of similarities. I was hearing Alex say this earlier today to the Epstein file release that first happened with the binders, in that it's mostly stuff that people already know. It's mostly stuff that's been out for a while. They're promising us this is the first tranche of much larger releases to come later on. Now, I understand Donald Trump is live in the Rose Garden right now. Guys, we can get a feed of that. I do want to go to it and hear what he has to say. Some pretty insane developments with Iran as well. He's announced a 3-day ceasefire, Donald Trump has. We'll get into that. We'll, of course, investigate some of the UFO videos, as well as, you know, kind of debunk some of the videos as well, because I think some of them are being misinterpreted or potentially misinterpreted. We'll try to figure out just what exactly this is, because I feel like when most people heard Project Bluebeam, if you know about Project Bluebeam, the whole idea is that it's like a major event. Now, maybe because so many people found out about it and learned about it and, you know, they've decided that wouldn't be the most convincing thing to do anymore. But I'm just a little bit confused at the way this is all pulling out. Yeah, it's supposed to be some giant, you know, undeniable thing where aliens are landing all over the place and everybody's freaking out and running home to watch TV to get the latest dispatch. Like, that's obviously not what's happening. It's like a very weird, like casual disclosure where there's like, yeah, UFOs are real and some of them come with little people inside. And yeah, that's just, you know, now you know. Okay, what the hell are you talking about? So I'm still very like suspicious of all of this. Again, the timing of all of this is deeply suspicious. Not only the timing of the release occurring here in the crux of insanity with the Iran war and the Epstein files and the hantavirus and everything else. Then again, it feels like we've been in a maelstrom of news chaos for the last 10 years. So maybe there was no better time to do it. Might as well just get it done. Sure, that makes sense. But also the timing of some of these events that they're clocking. Like, mostly what it is kind of confirmation of what people have known forever, right? There is some form of confirmation that the silvery disks flying over America, you know, around the late 1940s, 1950s, they're like, yeah, those were real. Were they, though? I mean, this is, you know, at the tail end of World War II. We know that the Germans, the Nazis, were definitely working on some very high-tech anti-gravity type machinery. And you know that after the fall of Germany, you basically split the scientists down the middle. Half of them went to Russia. Half of them came here and continued their work, many of them in places like New Mexico, helping to work on rockets or advanced technology. So is it a coincidence that you have the sudden revelation, the sudden appearance of metal disks flying around shortly after we bring a bunch of Nazi scientists over who were reportedly working on, you know, things like the Bell, Der Glieb, or whatever it's called. So again, I would not call this disclosure. I would not call this disclosure because it's not what we always thought of when we talked about disclosure being like the full-fledged revelation of exactly what they know. Like, we're getting little hints, we're getting little tidbits. But is this the meaty feast they promised us? I don't really know. Now, there could be more coming. Apparently, Tim Burchett is saying that there is more coming. And we'll try to figure out, you know, how to make heads or tails of this. I want to take your calls on all of this as well. And, of course, we'll get into, you know, the actual news that actually affects your daily life, things like the Iran war, which is one of those things where if aliens are real, if they really want to, if they're really building us up to some sort of revelation of the tall whites or whatever, the various races of aliens that people have talked about for so long, I don't know. It's kind of just like, there was a Tim Dillon rant on this a little while ago, and he was exactly right. It's the same thing I've been saying, that it's like they're going to go, hey, guys, there are aliens. We're all going to be like, okay, so, you know, my kid's being taught about gay pornography in elementary school. I don't care about the aliens. I don't care, to be honest with you, unless the aliens are going to help us. Are they going to step in and set things right? Because basically, the world as it is so insane, so ridiculous, so outrageous. It's like, all right, if aliens appear and want to talk to us, either they're like the real deal. They actually are whatever significant, you know, high technology races from a different planet, in which case they're going to have to be on our side. They're going to have to be on our side. Just like if you take AI and remove all the restrictions, it's on our side. Right? Because there's only two options. Either the aliens are real, in which case they are some sort of higher dimensional being. They're from a different planet. They have technology beyond what we have. They would certainly have, you know, all of these technologies to be able to observe humanity in granular detail and come to conclusions that would be free from any sort of bias whatsoever because, well, they wouldn't be human beings. So, like, I made a joke on X where I was like, look, either the aliens are going to help us destroy Israel or they're Jews in disguise. And that's what I'm going to believe. And I'm kind of not even joking, because like if aliens come down and they go, you know, we are here, we are loving beings, we want humanity to do well. And then they start describing all the things that are destroying humanity like we describe them, because we actually approach this from an objective point of view, and I would expect a higher race of interdimensional beings with incredible technology to be able to form an objective view about a planet that they don't live on. So I'd expect them to come down and be able to go, look, you people are all insane. And I think it's pretty objective at this point, unless you have a vested interest in saying otherwise. I think you have to kind of admit Israel's the bad guy in this situation, you know, the world. They're like the bad guys of the world. And so, like, if aliens come down, they're just like, hey, we've been watching humanity. We tried to let you guys take care of it yourselves. We got to step in. We got to step in because you're all a bunch of freaking morons and we're basically just annoyed. We're annoyed at having to watch you and having to watch you make the same mistakes over and over. We're going to come in. We're going to shut it down. We're going to tell you what's what. We're going to punish the bad. Like, okay, great. Then in that case, if they come down and are like actually start telling the truth about things and revealing things we know to be true, then I'm all in. I'll buy it. Why not? If instead they come down and just so happen to have the same beliefs as the powers that be, yeah, no, it's not. I don't believe it. It's not going to happen because the only people that believe that are the people in power and their brainwashed idiot slaves. So it's like if you're an interdimensional, interplanetary, intergalactic being, but you like, you know, whatever. Yeah, 4 foot aliens in suits and helmets. Yeah, they said that. That's what they say. So, you know, if they come down, they're just like, you know, promoting the establishment talking points that everybody knows is fake. Like, I just feel stupid even talking about this. There aren't aliens. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. But I'll speculate about it just because I feel like that it's a pretty obvious interpretation of what's going on. Because if these really are advanced aliens with spacecraft from other planets, we could use their help. We could definitely use their help. 100%. I'm trying to think of a metaphor of how this works, but you know, if I'll like let my kids be playing with each other, and if they start, you know, getting in a tiff or whatever, I'll stay back and I'll go, well, let's see how they handle it. Let's see how this goes. But then if one kid is just being a jerk to the others and they're bigger and stronger and just beating them, then I'm going to step in and go, all right, nope, I'm separating you. You're being a jerk. So go stand over there. Right. So I would imagine, you know, a higher species, a higher race would feel that way about us, I would think. Here's one thing I want to say, which should be obvious to everybody. Jesus Christ was a human being, right? So it's kind of incompatible. Like, I don't know, there's this idea that like, I don't know, the combination of the religion and the alien revelation, and people are talking about it as if, I don't know, they're going to like supplant God or something. Or that they're, like, whatever they say, I've just heard people, I don't even know where you go with it, like, speculating about, you know, the aliens and Christianity. And it's like, well, God made himself into a human being for Earth. Jesus was our guy. So Jesus Christ didn't die for the sins of somebody in Beetlejuice 12, right? That doesn't make any sense. So there's like a kind of major incompatibility there, in my opinion, with Christianity as a concept and alien existence as a concept. But then again, there's some bizarre similarities where the UFOs described in the Bible, which were described as aliens or some sort of spectral, ethereal being, they look an awful lot like some of the images that we're seeing portrayed to us now. Anna Paulina Luna posted out, you know, the description of the Bible, Bible accurate angels, right? Where it's like wheels of eyes and wings. And it just, it's kind of describing something that you, it's very, very hard to visualize. People have tried to visualize it. This tweet from Anna Paulina Luna with the eyes and the rings all over it. It does look awful similar to some of the things, you know, that have been revealed. I love, there you go. That's the Sean Seraphim Alexander. I don't care. Fix the economy. Reduce crime. Stop the chemtrails. Mass deport the illegal aliens. We're just like, yeah, shut up. It doesn't like, who cares? I don't even think it's all that similar. And in fact, I have a video that shows what could be one of the explanations to this. And I thought you brought in the, here we go, from Mick West. He says, in the first tranche of government UFO files, video PR-38 looks the most visually interesting, but the shape was determined to be a camera artifact in the Metabunk investigation 2 years ago. Diffraction spikes, a bit like gimbals, but a different camera. And guys, I don't know if we can go to dot cam, you can see this one. And if we have the video for this, we'll go to it, because he sort of explains how this shape, which, because it almost looks like a, like it's like a wagon wheel shape, but it's got the spikes at it. And yeah, people are saying it looks an awful lot like the way biblical accurate angels are described. But Mick West sort of has a good explanation for how a shape like this might come about because of the lens structure of the cameras and not necessarily because it's shaped that way. If we can go to that video of Mick West now.
This still image of a spiky UFO was released by Jeremy Corbell. It's called Chandelier Because apparently this is what a chandelier looks like if you lay on a table and look up at one. When I first saw it, I recognized it looked rather like a diffraction artifact. Bright lights or heat sources often have a star-shaped diffraction pattern around them. This can vary a lot by camera, lighting conditions, and the settings, but generally depends on the shape of the aperture and the configuration of support vanes in a compound mirror telescope. On Metabunk, Flarkey recognized the camera as a Raytheon MTS-B, and we see that does indeed have the support vanes in the main camera. There's not a lot of sample footage, but we do see diffraction spikes. But what are these weird club or arrow-shaped spikes? They do look odd, but in a video about the MQ-9 Reaper with a similar camera, I noticed a diffraction pattern that also had clubbed spikes. We also see from the lens flare that it has a square or diamond-shaped aperture, which is probably related. Then, John Phil published an analysis on Metabunk. Using the Maskulator software, he used images of the camera to create an input mask, which is then used to calculate the expected diffraction pattern. John also noticed a crucial point. The vanes on the MTS-B are apodizing, meaning they are a bit wavy. Putting that info into the Maskulator gives a diffraction pattern that has the odd club or arrow shapes. It was lacking the horizontal and vertical spikes, but those are a consequence of a square aperture. If we calculate that diffraction pattern and then add them together, we get something that looks very much like the chandelier. These results were also roughly replicated by Adams AT using a different program. Now, this is just a still image that looks like the expected diffraction artifact of the camera involved, but there's also a description of the object moving around weirdly. We also see what looks a bit like a smoke trail or a contrail. What fits all of these observations? Hard to say without seeing the video, but since this is thermal footage, we are looking at something hot, maybe an explosion. But if it actually moves around, then maybe an engine or a rocket motor, possibly even a reflection of the sun. So it could be a missile or an aircraft in the distance flying away. The hot engine or rocket motor gives the bright diffraction artifact. Perspective compression makes the smoke trail look more dramatic than it actually was, and this could also give the illusion that the object is just moving up, down, left and right when it's really flying away at high speed along a slightly irregular path. Again, hard to say without the video. But from this photo matching the diffraction pattern of the MTS-B camera, there's really no reason to suspect that this is the actual shape of the craft or that it's non-human technology. Cool story, but as in so many cases, the physical evidence points towards the mundane.
See, so this is what I mean. That's perfectly reasonable to me. That all makes sense how he described it and, how he explained what it is that we're looking at. This is why I'm confused. It's like, all right, you did this big disclosure, but still everything is this like, well, it could be this, it could be this. We think it's this, but we're not sure. So it's like, this isn't even really disclosure. This is just like the official acknowledgement of things that have been out for a long time, which is good. It's good to have the acknowledgement. It's good to admit like, yeah, the Apollo 11 people were seeing lights on the moon and were being chased by craft, and the Apollo 17 people, were reported these, mysterious firework-like material sort of surrounding their ship. Yeah, that's all very interesting and does beggar explanation, but we haven't gotten that explanation. So this isn't really like disclosure. Everything is still kind of vague. Everything is still unproven. Everything is still up for speculation. Maybe they'll release more, maybe not, but it feels like strategic vagary. To me, personally. So Donald Trump, of course, said about this, As for my promise to you, the Department of War has released the first tranche of the UFO UAP files to the public for their review and study. In an effort for complete and maximum transparency, it was my honor to direct the administration to identify and provide government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena, and unidentified flying objects. Whereas previous administrations have failed to be transparent on this subject, with these new documents and videos, the people can decide for themselves what the hell is going on. Have fun and enjoy, President Donald J. Trump. So, I mean, it's like, fine, I guess. But it's like, okay, either this is disclosure. This is the first time in humanity's history that the government has admitted that there are extra world beings, that there are life forms with intelligence that are non-human, which is like insane and a major deal and would shake the foundations of the world. Or it's like a present Trump gave us to have fun with. It's like, it can't be both of these things. What the hell is going on? I'm less confused about the UFOs than I am about the motivation of releasing this or what they're releasing it for. It's like, okay, have fun and enjoy. Have fun and enjoy. So that's what this is. This just, these are toys for us. This is a little distracted. It's like, you have fun being distracted, you know, you might as well say it. Hey, have fun spinning your wheels on this one, dummies. That's kind of how it feels. Where's the gravitas? Where is the earth-rending revelation? Where is the, you know, impact of this, the weight of this? We're not alone in the universe. There's other beings that are watching us, that are intelligent, that have communicated with us. Is this a crazy revelation that changes and alters the course of human history forever? Or is this just like, have fun for the weekend? Like, what? It's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Have fun. Okay. Have fun with what? The existential dread? Like, what are you talking about? I don't know, man. Trump just pisses me off these days. I can't help it. I can't help it. But it's like, what the hell? What is this? And I don't know. If he's giving a speech, I'd like to go to it because I want to see what he has to say. Oh, it's for Mother's Day. Okay. Do the aliens have mothers, I wonder? Do they replicate themselves somehow? Do they live forever? Did Jesus die for their sins? We don't know any of these things. But I guess we'll get to have fun. What? Again, I'm thinking about the way that the Epstein file, like the Epstein file release, the fake one, it was kind of obvious what they were doing. They knew there was a ton of pressure. They wanted just to like fake us out. They're like, we'll just release a ton of stuff they already have. It'll put out the fire for a little while and eventually they'll realize it. But like, you know, it's just an attempt to sort of just like shut us up and play us for fools. Like we didn't know that the files were already released. This feels a little bit different because there was not a major push from the Republican base to release the UFO files, not in the way that there were for the Epstein files. So it's not like this is a, hey, things are getting out of hand. We got to throw them something. We got to throw chum in the water. We got to do something to keep these people satisfied. That was the vibe I got from the Epstein files. It's like, we got to do something, something at least. That's not what I get from the UFO files. It is. It's just like, yeah, well, let's go ahead and just acknowledge officially the stuff that everybody already knows. We'll give them a bunch of stuff that could maybe be something, could maybe not. It looks awful real. It's unexplained, but we don't have an explanation to provide. So thanks. Thanks, Trump. I appreciate it. We'll have fun with that. Thanks. Can you end the war in Iran now? Would you mind deporting people, the aliens we care about, the aliens that are here and exist, and stabbing people? Can you do that, please? Because this is just supposed to be a distraction. It's not going to work. It's really at the end of the day. And just says a lot about how crappy the world is. They can literally release proof of aliens and we don't care because the aliens aren't helping us win our country back. So who cares? We'll be right back with more. I'll take your calls on this, but big nothing burger as far as I'm concerned.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and We have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. It's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site with the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Out there, ladies and gentlemen, stranger than you'd believe. Or didn't we all have in our imagination what Disclosure Day would look like? Didn't it look like an address from the Oval Office? Perhaps a UFO landing on the lawn? Some important, ground-shaking revelation? People packing into churches to try to find some answer, having their entire understanding of the universe flipped on its end. Nope. Instead, we get a Truth Social from Trump just being like, have fun, guys. Okay. Cool. We will. So what do we do? So what is this exactly? I'll tell you what it is overall. From Mario Knopfall, just some overviews about what exactly this is. The Pentagon's UFO files cover 8 decades of encounters. The through line across all of them, objects pulling 90-degree turns at speed, no sound, no exhaust, no radar signature, outrunning supersonic jets, operating at altitudes no human aircraft can reach, witnessed by commercial pilots, military crews, police officers, and astronauts across dozens of countries. Which again, it's like, yeah, well. Okay. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's also in the Wikipedia article about UFOs. Like, yeah, this is
this, you are just describing everything everybody's ever known about UFOs. Nothing new so far. The French Air Force reported one in 1977. Their controller asked if their oxygen masks were leaking. Okay. Air France Flight 3532 watched an 800-foot object shapeshift and vanish in 1994. Radar confirmed it. Three Soviet military members watched UFOs make a supersonic jet look like it was standing still in 1989. 162 files, 400-plus incidents, every single one of them unresolved. What's the explanation that fits all of them simultaneously? He asks. Well, there doesn't need to be one. Each one could be different, honestly. I haven't seen any information about some of the UFO encounters I have had questions about. There was a famous UFO encounter, in fact, in Iran in, I think, 1977. Only in that case, there was a fighter jet that detected it and tried to fire on them, but found that the triggers didn't move when he tried to pull them. And the speculation was somehow the alien craft had an ability to take over, not the computer components of a jet, but like the literal mechanical components, could control them somehow. That's a very interesting account with a lot of documentation that even just the Wikipedia article reads like a episode of The X-Files. I haven't seen any information about that. Derek Evans at Derek Evans 4WV says, I had Grok read all 161 UFO files and analyze it for us. Here's the Grok summary for anybody who's interested. 161 FBI files. All 161 documents come from one single FBI case file with a very complicated name. These are divided into sections, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc., and serials, including serial 130 and 153. They are historical records covering approximately 1947 through 1968 on flying disc and UFO reports. So again, it's that timing that I find a little bit suspicious. Why 1947? Did that happen to be right when we were receiving material from Nazi experiments? Were we, you know, testing our own advanced technology like nuclear weapons at that time? Does that have anything to do with it? It's just a little coincidental to me that aliens start showing up right about the time that we achieve the technology possible to make things look like aliens are showing up. What a coincidence. What a surprise. What else does it say? There are historical records, right, 47 through 68. Contents include public witnesses, witness letters and detailed sighting reports, internal FBI memos and telexes, correspondence between FBI, military, and other agencies, investigation notes, and follow-ups. There are more complete versions with fewer redactions than what was previously available in the public FBI vault. Apollo mission materials, including photos plus transcripts. These are the newly highlighted visual and audio recorded items in the release. Photos, including one from Apollo 17, 1972. One image shows three dots on a triangular in a triangular formation, visible in the lunar sky slash horizon. The official caption states there is no consensus about the nature of the anomaly, but a preliminary analysis indicates it could be a physical object. Apollo 12, 1969. Images show anomalous dots and objects captured above the lunar surface during lunar operations. That includes transcripts as well. Apollo 17, astronauts and operators describe very jagged, angular fragments that are tumbling, bright 6-inch flake-like particles drifting and tumbling away from the spacecraft, a distant, bright, rotating object flashing rhythmically called, quote, something physical in the distance, estimated 10 to 12 Earth diameters away, peripheral flashes, and possible small lunar impact flash. Apollo 12, reports of flashes and particle of lights escaping the moon, sailing into space, floating bits and pieces, and instrument anomalies. So, I'm just saying, I mean, these are real aliens. They sound like rednecks. Sound like redneck aliens. They've got spaceship parts falling all over the place, littering the lawn. Say again? They're doing burnouts. Yeah, they're doing donuts on the lunar surface, just messing with us. Again, I just don't find any of this compelling. I don't find any of this jaw-dropping or groundbreaking. I've heard of all of this before. None of this is new to me. So it's great to see it officially acknowledged, but if you're waiting for something to be officially acknowledged before you believe it, I don't know what's wrong with you. And in fact, Well, we'll see. James Corsetti came out with a good video about some of the lunar phenomena. It's been recorded all the way back to like the 1500s, things like lights on the moon. It's been actually a fairly regularly observed phenomenon, and it was observed by the Apollo 11 astronauts minutes before, or perhaps hours before, actually landing on the surface of the moon, if you believe such a thing. Can we get a flat earth? We need a flat earth expert to help us make sense of this. Maybe that's what we're missing. Maybe that's why I'm confused. Maybe you plug that in and it does explain everything. I can't possibly imagine how, but I'm grasping at straws. I'm grasping at something. For the love of God, what is going on? Why are they like this? Why is our world like this? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one, but like I'm genuinely kind of like pissed off that this is the way this is going. It's like we're getting this half disclosure. It's just a distraction. It's just confusing. I'm not even going to spend that much time on it, to be honest with you. I'll keep going through this, but I've got the Iran war to talk about. I've got a bombshell article about discrimination in the medical industry that is just far more important and relevant to my life than Apollo 11, you know, seeing flakes of things flying past their spaceship. Additional supporting Apollo-era transcripts, Apollo 11 debriefs, Gemini 7 contain similar observations of light objects and particles. At least one modern 2023 FBI report, drone pilot sighting a linear object with a super bright banded light that suddenly vanished. Okay. So a lot of nothing. Basically, a lot of what we already knew. And that's basically it. So again, we can go to some more videos about this. Mario Nawfall posted this one. Clip number 5, a U.S. military sensor tracked an object making a 90-degree turn at a very significant speed. We can watch that. So this is just one of the videos that we're showing. There's that 90-degree turn. You know, it's just weird that Disclosure Day is a bunch of like low-resolution stuff that you really can't make heads or tails of. And so the question is like, yeah, what is the purpose of releasing this? Why would they release this stuff if it's not a confirmation, if it's not an explanation for what we're seeing? What is the motivation behind putting this stuff out? And what is the motivation behind isolating particularly Christian pastors to tell them about this before it comes out? Saying, oh, this is going to make Christians question their faith. Is it not going to make Jews or Muslims or Hindus question their faith too? Why just Christians? What is the psychological operation going on here? I'm not buying it. I'm just not. And let's see. The only one so far that is actually anything really is this from Daily Mail. FBI files reveal reports of 4-foot-tall beings emerging from UFOs. Newly released FBI files have revealed shocking details of mysterious 4-foot-tall crewmen exiting a UFO in the 1960s. No photos, though, apparently. The documents released Friday as part of the Trump administration's UFO disclosure detailed how investigators reviewed reports that 1965 marked the year of the greatest number of UFO sightings observed by multiple witnesses across the world. The FBI summarized reports of metallic craft capable of hovering silently, reaching fantastic speeds, and interfering with electromagnetic equipment. The files also referenced that wreckage from crashed saucers had been recovered on multiple occasions, including material described as unknown metals containing microscopic spheres. But one of the most startling sections involved testimonies of encounters with apparent occupants of the craft. A few witnesses have reported seeing crewmen who had landed from the objects. The document states, describing the beings as 3.5 to 4 feet tall, wearing what appear to be space suits and helmets. The FBI records were among hundreds of newly released files, photographs, and videos published Friday under President Trump's long-awaited UFO transparency initiative. Hundreds of records, photos, and videos were uploaded to the Department of War's website. It's another thing I'm a little bit confused. Why the Department of War? Why, I wonder. It's certainly the department most thoroughly captured by the Trump administration. I mean, say what you want about Pete Hegseth. He definitely, you know, is taking the Department of War into his own hands and is doing what he wants with it. So why the Department of War would be the one to release this stuff and not NASA or literally any other organization. FBI, why not? The Department of War, apparently, okay? And I don't know. To me, it's like you got no pictures of the alien beings. You got no, like, real description. Did they talk to you? Did they interact with you? All you have is, like, people who say they saw beings and their account of the event happens to correspond, like, perfectly with every Hollywood depiction of an event like this. So, am I being too skeptical? I don't know. Hundreds of records, photos, and videos were uploaded. Oh my gosh, this is longer than I thought. It's double-sided. Newly released FBI files reveal shocking details. Here's one of the accounts here. A few witnesses have reported seeing crewmen who have landed from the objects who are described as 3.5 and 4 feet tall, wearing what appears to be spacesuits and helmets. So this wasn't even the FBI saying this. This was a FBI account of witnesses saying this. Author Edwards concludes this book with a prediction that in the near future, UFOs will make an overt landing or deliberate contact with Earth. A copy of this letter is being directed to Denver in view of the contract awarded to Dr. Edward U. Condon. So one of the most famous, well, I don't know if it's the most famous, but probably one of the most informative and enlightening stories about UFOs ever. I wish I could remember the name of the guy. But there was a guy who would see UFOs, and he would see them all the time. And he found one spot where he would, like, always see UFOs. And so he, yeah, what even is this? This is just like a random Shutterstock picture they just put in there as if it's, yeah, it's not real. It's just like, they're like, you know, the government releases UFO files. This is like realistic picture of an alien. It's just like, this is a stock photo made by AI. Okay. They're trying to make it bigger than it is. They're trying to confuse you with facts, unverified reports, fake images all in the same article. It's just like, why? Why are they doing this? It's, I guess, just to get clicks for the Daily Mail, but why is it being released in the first place? But so there's this guy who's taking lots of pictures of UFOs, and the government finds out about it because, hey, guess what? They're not UFOs. They're military aircraft. He lives near a testing zone in Nevada, and he is accidentally stumbled upon, you know, like the B-2 bomber, the stealth fighter, before it was released. So what does the government do? The government goes to this guy, probably in trench coats, probably with, you know, the fedoras on, probably with sunglasses, and they pull him to the side and they say, sir, you've stumbled on something huge. You're right. These are alien spacecraft. You figured it out. And the U.S. government, we are confused and terrified about what's going on. And we need you to keep taking pictures of these photographs. You can't tell anybody what you're doing. You cannot tell people that you're working for us to find extraterrestrial life, but that's exactly what's happening here. And you are going to keep taking photos of these things and sending them to us. You're going to be our eyes on the ground for these alien spacecraft that you've discovered here in Nevada, just outside of the secret military base. You figured it out. So, like, that's the way the government uses aliens, is when a random citizen accidentally stumbles upon your super secret stealth bomber development, you tell him, oh, right, these are alien spacecraft, and we need you to stay silent about it, not to freak out the world, but we're going to give you access to secret information about the alien spacecraft so you can help us fight them. So just as you approach this, just understand that throughout history, this is the way that UFOs and aliens have been used by the U.S. government to distract from the reality of secret technology, secret, you know, developing weapon systems. They claim that they're aliens to trick people. So, you know, are we seeing a similar thing happen here? I would not be surprised. Tennessee Representative Tim Burchett, who has long been advocating disclosure, said on X, remember, the feds told us these files didn't exist and Donald Trump stood up to the deep state. But again, it's like, what are we supposed to believe here? What are we supposed to believe? Because if the idea is that aliens have just periodically been appearing to human beings for the last 80 years, but we have never had contact, we've never discussed anything with them, we've never obtained anything that it could be presented as absolute, verifiable, and undeniable proof. That's nothing so far has been any of that. Then I just don't believe you, because it seems to me like either they genuinely have no idea what any of this is, and it's like we all expect the government, they've got the real story. They know the truth behind this, and they're just not telling us. Maybe they just don't know. Maybe they just genuinely don't know. They got nothing to give us, and they like the idea that we all think that they know. You know, gives them a bit of gravitas, a bit of an aura. If they're like, I can't tell you about the UFO disclosure, but it's huge. Like, yeah, okay, sure. Sure, buddy. Maybe they just don't know. Maybe they just have no idea. They're as lost as we are. They're just like, ah, it's blinking lights in the sky. We don't know. Because the only thing that makes sense to me is either that's the case or the deep state is aliens. Like, it can be one of, it's got to be one of those two things. It's got to be one of those two things. So I'm imagining, yeah, maybe I'm just like too anthropomorphic with it, like I'm too human centric about it. What the hell is this? Contact or something? You know, another thing people have, but you know, I'm just imagining, like, all right, we've had kind of similar stuff to this in amongst humans, right? You'll have an uncontacted tribe that's never developed stone tools, but gets, you know, visited by a Cessna. And they make the cargo cults, right? They, like, think of the people in the airplanes like aliens, like technology they can't understand. They come from places they don't know exist. And this would be like if, you know, in the colonial era, the high technology of Europe was just used to, like, kind of visit uncontacted tribes and kind of let them see us, but then, like, run away. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You either go in and conquer it or you just ignore it. Like, what would be the motivation of the aliens? What are they doing? It's just, this is all so stupid. I don't know. This is all so stupid to me. But, you know, another interesting thing that you'll find if you actually go out and look for it is that a lot of people who have studied UFOs have done so on a scientific basis. They want to approach it as a scientist and say, look, I'm not just going to discredit this or disbelieve this just because it doesn't correspond with my pre-established understanding of the world. I'm going to study it scientifically. And so they'll go and they'll interview people who claim to have been taken up by the aliens or visited by aliens. And at a certain point in the questioning, there is almost always a moment, or like many, many times, there will be a moment where the person says, yeah, I was in this spaceship. They were probing me. They were these tall, gray looking things. And I called out and I said, help me, Jesus. And then I woke up in my bed. And that happens like over and over. Now, if you're a atheist scientist trying to find out about extraterrestrial life, that's the type of thing you're going to want to leave out of your report. Because in your eyes, it discredits the whole report. In your eyes, the moment somebody brings up a supernatural Christian, you know, invocation of Jesus Christ, so I'm the aliens, you know, if you're an atheist scientist, you're sitting there going, so this is all a hallucination. It's all an illusion. This person didn't actually. And so to save the work that you did, you're going to go, well, I don't think that's actually that important to include in my report. I think I'll leave that to the side. And you'll find this. If you go research, people who investigate UFOs would often leave out that type of stuff. Some would include it. And what you find is that, like, a lot of these events end when somebody calls out the name Jesus Christ, which would hint that this is a spiritual or, you know, the beings are demonic in nature, not aliens. And yet that's covered up, not even necessarily out of maliciousness, just because it doesn't correspond with the presumptions of the people doing the investigation or the research. So that's another interesting, you know, it's like, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you probably should have spent at least some time investigating UFOs. I've spent plenty of times investigating UFOs. My conclusion is that we're not being visited by space aliens, that they are demonic entities of one sort or another. They do not abide by or obey the laws of physics as we know them, because they aren't part of our world. They'll visit it. But yeah, they're interdimensional, if that's what you want to picture it. But it's hard to get that across to somebody who, you know, that in and of itself. But if that was the case, why would they go around telling Christians this is going to challenge your worldview? That would actually confirm absolutely what we believe. But Burchett says the first drop will be big, but in comparison to what's coming, there will be a drop in the bucket. I would say the holy crap is still coming. The newly released memo is an internal FBI document dated October 19th, 1966, from the Bureau's San Fran office to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover under the subject line Unidentified Flying Objects. It references earlier FBI bulletins on flying discs that was created to circulate in an article titled Armed Forces Focus on UFO, published in the San Francisco Examiner and Chronicle. So again, I just don't know what to make of it, because this isn't disclosure. It's just official acknowledgement of stories and claims and videos and photos that have been out forever. I guess there's some new videos and photos, but they're just as vague and ambiguous as anything else that's ever come out about it. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. Maybe the next tranche will be the bombshell, but this is what I mean. Why would you release it like this? You're going to release a bunch of nothing burgers, and then the next one will be the real one. I guess if you're trying to, like, ease people into it, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, and I just am not buying it. So I'm sure they have, you know, mysterious events that they can't exactly explain. But great. We all do. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah, these are all the some of the images that came across. So we'll actually move on from this. I will take your calls on it later. And I'll probably play a video sort of giving you another overview at the top of the next hour. But I got to remind you, folks, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not kidding when I said that when we left the old studio, I just stopped taking the supplements for a couple days and I felt so much worse. I literally thought I was getting sick. I was like, I'm coming down with something. It's not good. I'm tired all the time. I feel fluish. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, I'm just not taking the supplements I used to take. I start taking them again. I feel amazing. I feel absolutely amazing. Yesterday, I felt like crap the whole day. I felt so bad. And I got in and, like, how does that make sense? I come in, I do a 3-hour show talking the entire time, and I feel more energized by the end of it. It doesn't make any sense, except that I was taking the CMOS gummies. I was taking the supplements. I'm taking the power plant. It's like this stuff works. You actually feel it. And when you don't have it, you miss it. So find out what you're missing right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I say try the ultimate CMOS capsules or gummies, whatever you take. The stuff is just incredibly powerful. You will feel it. And right now we have incredible bundle offers that I'll tell you about a little bit later. But go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Keep us on the air. Have fun and enjoy, folks.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the info war is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny, or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.